Welcome back to Bennett Dunlop Ford, Regina Pats Hockey here on 620 CKRM. My name is Dante DeCary and I'm joined with Regina Pats defenseman Tom Cadoux. Tom, you grew up in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Growing up, was it just hockey for you, or did you have any other sports that you played?
Yeah, growing up it was mainly just hockey, but in the summertime I liked to play lacrosse too, and then I used to go golfing with my grandpa quite a bit, so kept me busy.
How good are you at both of those sports?
I played on the national team for lacrosse, Team Saskatchewan. Went to nationals and I was in grade 9, so 2017. And then golf, I like to think I'm good, but I'm probably just pretty average. But yeah, it's also fun.
What do you shoot with golf? On average.
On average.
Par?
Yeah, par. Maybe a little
really?
Over par. I'm pretty good, but.
That's pretty good, yeah, man.
Sneaky good.
So how does maybe golf or lacrosse, or you could choose one or the other or both, help with maybe your hockey?
I always like lacrosse because it kind of helps with your hands or whatever. And it's just another sport to play, so you work on different things and kind of translates over to hockey. So,
now, of course, being a defenseman, growing up in Saskatoon, was it forward at first, or did you always play D growing up? When did you kind of really just start playing defense?
Growing up, I used to want to be a goalie, but my dad was a goalie, so he quickly took me out of that.
And then, usually what happens.
Yeah. And then I played forward for a bit, but it's mainly just been defense ever since then. So, yeah.
And you played for the Notre Dame Hounds growing up before moving on to another program, but what did that program do for you, and how did you get recruited to play there?
Yeah, it was just a good development league, you know, the CSSHL or whatever. There's a lot of good players coming out of that, so I think development-wise, it was really good for me, and I'm really happy with the choice I made to go there.
And why did you decide to move over to the Saskatoon Blazers? Like, what was the reason behind that?
Mainly just the coach, Dean Seymour, who's actually our skills coach, was supposed to be the assistant coach that year, so I thought it'd be good for me to go back and play with him. So, yeah.
With Tom Cadoux, going back or circling back to Notre Dame, or you can even go back to your time with the Blazers, was there anything, you know, in particular that a coach or someone there taught you that has stuck with you over the last couple of years that has made you a better hockey player? Maybe a few things that you can think of that helped improve your game, right?
Yeah, mainly just be yourself, play your own game, don't overcomplicate it, play simple. I think that's the big thing. I think nowadays people try and do too much and it kind of gets off of who they are as a player, so I think just be yourself and do what you do best.
So you're more of a, I guess it's your goal is to make things a lot more simple considering that your job, at least what you take pride in, is to keep pucks out of the net.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, as a D-man, you want to limit the amount of goals that go in. So I think the simple plays definitely do help with that. You know, making hard passes, hard first pass, getting pucks out, getting pucks deep, and then just knowing you're all in the D-zone.
With Tom Cadoux of the Regina Pats, what would you kind of outline as maybe some of your other strengths as a player?
I'm more of an offensive defenseman. I think I can find a good first pass first, make the hard plays, and yeah.
You began your career in Tri-Cities. Now you're here in Regina. Let's talk about making that team and what that experience was like for you playing in the United States.
Yeah, when I was 15, I called up the Tri-City, and there was a lot of good players. My first ever game was against the Portland Winterhawks, and there was 9 first-round draft picks playing that game on both Tri-City and Portland, so that was a good eye-opener for me to see what the league was really going to be like. So definitely was an adjustment, but I think I've handled it pretty well.
Well, it took until your second junior season to score your first career goal. How fun was it to get the monkey off your back?
Yeah, it definitely was a relief, but yeah, it's been good.
Maybe take us through what that goal was like, your emotions, and how it happened.
Yeah, so it was in the O-zone on the right face-off dot, and centerman won it back. I got it, dragged it to the middle, and just ripped it bar down. So, yeah.
You did mention earlier on, of course, growing up, you did have a much more offensive side to your game, but ever since you've came to the Pats, you've been more of a two-way defenseman. We do see your offensive ability, but you've been very solid defensively as well. Now as a 19-year-old, do you want to provide a little bit more offense like you did back in the older days?
Yeah, I think everyone wants to bring a little bit more to the table each and every day. So I think my two-way defense has really shown in the league. But I think this year I want to make an adjustment to provide a little bit more offense.
Joined with Tom Cadoux of the Regina Pats, you get traded to Regina. Take us through what that day was like for you and how you were told about the news and your emotions coming here.
Yeah, so I got a call from my agent that day, and he just informed me that I got traded, and I was pretty shocked, but at the same time, I was really excited to come back to Saskatchewan and be a little closer to home. So it was really exciting for me.
And what was the first conversation that you had with the Pat staff? Was it Dave Struch? Was it John Paddock? And what did they ask of you?
I think it was just John that called me and just welcomed me to the team and told me what he expected of me and told me everything that that he thought of me. And
what did he think of you? What was something that made you feel special? You know, because, and maybe just to go off that, when you get traded, as I feel as a player, you feel that team likes you, that team wants you. Did you feel that at that moment?
Yeah, I did. I felt like Regina really wanted to give me an opportunity, as if maybe I didn't get as much in Tri-City, so they were willing to really develop me more as a player. So I think the opportunity has been given to me, and I think I've been doing it pretty well.
And to bounce off that, is there anything here that you have learned from this coaching staff that has helped made you a better hockey player, given the ice time that you've been given since you've been in Regina?
Yeah, I think what I said earlier about just keeping things simple. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes I used to overcomplicate my game and used to maybe make a lot of dumb mistakes that maybe I shouldn't have done. But now I think I've really taken pride in making the little decisions, doing the little things right, and I think it's really benefited me in my playing time.
Well, Tom, you learn from those dumb mistakes, yep. And that's important. You keep things simple, and sometimes when you don't galaxy brain things, when you don't overcomplicate things, it really pays off. Moving on from that, before we wrap things up, I want to ask, outside of hockey, I know you said you played golf, I know you said that you played lacrosse, but is there anything else that you like to do on your free time that maybe helps clear your mind, whether it's, you know, going fishing, going to the lake, going outdoors, being from Saskatchewan? What is something else that you like to do outside hockey?
Last year with the whole coronavirus thing, I really took pride in going hunting. I shot 3 deer last year, so it's quite the experience for me, and I kind of got a new passion in that way. So there's kind of a couple positive things that came out of COVID, and that was one of them. So yeah.
And to go off that, I know Cole Dubinsky is a huge hunter. He told me that he shot a moose. I assume you're not there just yet, but have you got any tips from him?
Not really, no.
No, you haven't had a conversation with Cole about hunting?
No, not yet. Not really.
Oh, well, maybe that will happen down the road. Well, Tom, thank you so much for doing this, and best of luck this season.
Yeah, thank you very much.